Vikings game plan continues. Color rush night, Vikings and Dallas Cowboys. Thus, as you saw in the open, yours truly wearing this. Kyle Rudolph, you could wear something like this with some of those cool shoes that you have and get away with it. Are you ready for the color rush jerseys that will be tonight? I mean, all purple, man. I think you're going to look good.
I am. I'm excited for them. If you look across the league, not everybody won on their color rush uniform.
Right.
I think we did. I think they're nice and sharp, and I think they'll look good.
Kyle has 5 touchdowns this year, 27 in his career. When he gets number 28, not if, when, he will tie Steve Jordan for the most tight end touchdowns in the history of the Minnesota Vikings. You thought you had it. You're celebrating in the end zone. I'm celebrating on the microphone. Your family celebrating in the stands, but it got called back. So close, right?
Yeah, it'll make the next one even sweeter. You know, I get to tie Steve Jordan twice.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting back in the end zone. It's been a couple games.
Now Kyle executes his toil and makes his money playing football, but what is this I saw you in skates skating around at XL Energy Center with Jason Zucker?
I'm Jason Zucker with the Minnesota Wild.
And I'm Kyle Rudolph of the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm going pro in hockey today. Just something fun I'm doing, you know, trying to bring awareness to Pro Bowl voting. Get the guys in this organization who deserve to be there in the game. The Pro Bowl has kind of been knocked as of late that it doesn't mean anything. It's not that big of a deal, but at the end of your career, having those next to your name, it's important.
What was the hardest thing on skates, trying to get around the X and like shoot the puck and everything?
Yeah, probably, you know, the first 10, 15 minutes, apparently the skates are sharpened based on your weight. And there's not many 265-pound hockey guys, so my skates were sharpened for a much lighter guy. So I was just crushing the ice everywhere I was going.
Tell us about Dallas's defense, and most importantly, through the passing game, how you can do some damage.
Oh, the biggest thing for us will be staying on the field as an offense. You know, you go back and look at the course of the season and the 10 games that they've won in a row, their offense does an unbelievable job time of possession. So for us, it'll be important to make sure that we sustain drives and we possess the ball. You know, that way we can take advantage of some things on offense. As we get more first downs, it gives us more opportunities to make plays. And, you know, we need to become a little bit more explosive. We need to take advantage of things downfield and make some chunk plays.
Not to bring down the positivity that is the color rush game plan vibe, but those two losses to Detroit, those were very frustrating, weren't they?
It is. You know, you go throughout the course of 16 games, you're going to have a couple games where you just don't play well. And, you know, you go back and look and, you know, that's Philly, that's Chicago. But then the other 3 games that we lost, 2 to Detroit and 1 to Washington, just not executing in critical situations, which we've come so accustomed to doing here over the last 2 years. When the game's on the line in the fourth quarter, we do the right things to win, and we just haven't done that.
What do you like most about working with quarterback Sam Bradford?
I think the biggest thing that I like most about working with Sam, you don't get to see it a whole lot because he looks so calm and poised out there, but his passion, you know, the energy and excitement that he brings, not only to the practice field, but to the huddle and, you know, pregame, Sam gets pretty fired up. And, you know, he has the skill set of a number one overall pick. There's no doubt about it. So obviously that's great as well, but it's fun for him to get excited and get fired up.
Your position coach, Pat Shurmur, now is the offensive coordinator. What's the transition been like for him, and what do you like about working with him? How has he helped you?
Working with Pat's been awesome. You know, having a guy who's been a head coach, been a coordinator, now a coordinator again, and knows so much and brings so much experience to our room, you know, really teaching offense as a whole. You know, he brings some stuff from a tight end technique standpoint, but, you know, when we sit down and watch film and go through a game plan, we're learning it all as a whole, and we kind of see where we fit in and what he expects out of us in the offense. So, you know, it's great. We love having him up there calling plays, and, you know, as tight ends as a group, we're trying to go out there and make plays, make him look good.
When you watch film, what phase of your game do you think needs to improve?
The biggest thing for me that I try to improve on is just becoming more explosive. You know, whether it's in the pass game or in the run game, you know, with my hips, something that I can always work on. But it's just becoming more dynamic, making plays that change games.
You talked about time of possession to close. Outside of that, what are some ways the Vikings can beat the Cowboys tonight?
Oh, the biggest thing for us is not only to possess the football, but, you know, if we start fast, score some points early, allow that front 7 to rush Dak Prescott, I think we'll have a good chance.
28 ties, 29 gets the lead from Steve Jordan. Does it happen tonight?
I hope so.
Good luck.
Thank you.